I'm here with Paul Jones at the start of the Brighton Fringe, and we're leaning against the pillar of the Theatre Royal. Paul, when did you decide to play the Theatre Royal?
I wish. Yeah, we're at the Marwood Cafe, which is slightly better, in my opinion, than it's 8 o'clock tonight. We're doing the second show in my two-show run of Nerdfather.
And this is kind of an update interview. So how's the show developed since the very early days when we first spoke about it?
Yeah, the central narrative is still there. It's not changed hugely. I just added more bits because I've been carrying on with my sort of my mega hobby of dressing my kids up as science fiction characters and forcing them on actors.
Have you become more nerdy since we last spoke?
I think it's a critical mass of nerdiness that you cram any more nerdiness into me, I think my wife would just leave me.
Has any new science fiction emerged that, you know, since we last spoke that you're now dressing them up in?
Of course, because Force Awakens has been out now for since Christmas, and that's completely changed everything because it's reawakened my love of Star Wars even more because of the damage that the original prequels did. And it's, we've definitely been working on doing costumes from Force Awakens, which are in the show now.
Now, we like, this is being Fringe Review, your writing and you as a writer. So you write your stand-up. Have you changed the script much since you first performed it?
Yeah, I've definitely polished it all and added new bits and new jokes. You're always sort of trying to cram an extra joke in, like forcing clothes into a cupboard. It's just one more joke. And it's trying to make the show better every time.
So. Just, I know this is a slightly geeky question too, but so what is the anatomy of dropping a line?
Dropping a line?
Yeah, saying that's out of the script.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you try it out. If it doesn't work, and if people don't get it, you either think, well, that's because it's not funny, or people don't get the reference. And I think you have to have an internal battle within yourself at whether it is you not being funny or them not getting the reference.
Would there be lines that worked in Edinburgh that don't work down here?
There's a little bit in that I just do especially for Brighton that's very specifically for the Brighton audience. But yeah, when I go to Edinburgh, I will definitely have to change it for a mass appeal rather than a more sort of specific fringe like here.
Has the advent of CGI made it harder for you to dress your kids up?
Well, there's certainly less stuff available, but there's still, you know, there's 100 years of science fiction that I'm only sort of scratched the surface of. So there's still plenty that I want to do.
When, as a maker of comedy over, you know, more than just this show, when do you decide enough is enough and I need to do something new?
Oh, doing this show? Yeah. Well, I've set myself, I want to do it 21 times before I go to Edinburgh. And so it's having a family and a full-time job and doing this, it's finding the time to do it. So I'm definitely going to keep on doing it until it's the best show I can possibly do, and then it's going to Edinburgh.
I'm in geek mode. Why 21?
21. Oh, it's a specific thing where if you're doing 21 shows in Edinburgh, then you should do the show 21 times before you go. It's a numbers thing.
Just for people that didn't hear the first interview, could you just name drop a couple of real favourite costumes?
Oh, I've done loads. There's lots of Star Wars and every Doctor Who, except one. And there's stuff from Back to the Future and Ghostbusters and Star Trek. It's all covered.
Are you as chilled out as you look on stage, or are you really nervous?
Yeah, well, I think this show is very much about myself, and it's just being about being very sort of me. And so it's very different from the stand-up that I used to do, because that was almost like a character, and this is myself, so it's like me just talking to people, which is really nice for me to do. And so, yeah, I do feel quite chilled when I'm on stage, because it's something that I love.
So is this therapy for geek parents?
Yeah, it's preparing. I think my kids will need the therapy eventually.
But yeah. And you mentioned Edinburgh, so what are the plans for Edinburgh?
Well, I'm not going this year, but probably next year. And by then, the show will be probably completely different, with the still the same narrative in the middle, but more jokes, better jokes, bigger jokes, more costumes.
And you don't need to go to Edinburgh every year, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think if you go every year just for the sake of going, you need to go. You need to go when you've got something that is really brilliant. Otherwise, you'll be just lost in the crowd.
So, I'm inferring from that it's going to be really brilliant a year from now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Promise.
Paul Jones, thanks very much indeed.